Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
So, as you all know, today is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disappearance day, and so we are fasting, everyone is fasting till noon, and at noon we'll have Pushpanjali. Very good. So let's just speak on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupano Gavarayate. Did I get it right? Because sometimes you get mixed up with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's prayers. Gaura. Anyway, Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanu Gavarayate. Gaura Virbhava Bhumestan Nirdishta Sajjana Priya. That is Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So, if we look at the history of development of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, then we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and created an enormous spiritual wave all over the world, not only in India. All over the world. Like if there is a big tide, then the effect of the tide spreads further, far and wide. Don't use charmer and peacock feather fan for therefore the deities, therefore the Lord. If you want to fan, then just get a fan. And if you don't have fan, then you take your cloth. So, like, we can see, like, there was an incredible spiritual awareness at that time when Mahaprabhu came. Even in India, so many other saints appeared, just similar at around that time. Guru Nanak in Punjab, Tukaram in Maharashtra. So it is when the Lord comes, the effect of His appearance become manifest. And what do we see in the West, in Europe? There was a Renaissance, period of Renaissance. Christianity was booming. In India it was the effect of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that effect actually spread in various ways all over the world. And not only spiritually, materially also we can see. Columbus discovered America, which was a milestone of the progress of human civilization, discovery of America. Then people started to go to America, settle down there. So that was the effect of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Whether one accepts Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not, but one can easily see the effect of His appearance. And then, gradually what happened? Krishna consciousness movement, Mahaprabhu's movement, practically disappeared. It was going, Mahaprabhu came, created a tremendous spiritual awareness, a revival of Krishna consciousness, revival of Krishna bhakti all over India. Mahaprabhu himself traveled. We can't actually imagine what happened at that time, because those days things were not kept in record. It would be nice if there was videos how Sankirtan was spreading. Even in writing we don't find much things, but we can see that how, like for example, even the Muslims became affected. Chand Ghazi, he was so much opposed to Sankirtan movement. The Muslims were basically opposed to Hinduism. They wanted to destroy Hinduism. But the Muslims started to become followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even now we find in pockets, there are in North India, there are Pathan Vaishnavs. Pathan means the Muslims from Afghanistan. They came across Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became Vaishnavas. Chandkazi's family is still there. You can see the effect that they had. So, but unfortunately, gradually Mahaprabhu's teachings became lost. For some time it was thriving, it was flourishing. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, they did not go out and preach so much, but their influence was there. They were sitting in Vrindavan, but people became affected by them. In the middle of nowhere, actually, big temples started to come up. Radha Madan Mohan Temple, Radha Govinda Temple. Radha Madan Mohan Temple was built by a very wealthy businessman, Kapoor. Madan Mohan Temple was built with the patronage of Man Singh, Akbar's general in chief, main general. In this way, all these temples, that shows what kind of influence they had on people. Even Akbar was affected by the Goswamis, mainly Rupa Goswami. And then for some time it was spreading. Like the next generation of devotees, like Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamananda Prabhu. They were the three stalwart preachers. And they came. They are originally from Bengal and Orissa. But then they came back. They went to Vrindavan. Then they, from Vrindavan they came back. And they started to preach. Narottam Das Thakur was preaching in Bengal and East and West Bengal. Inconceivable effect he had. All the way up to Manipur. Narottam Das Thakur's disciples went to Manipur. Got the patronage of the king. The king was already Vaishnava. Manipur royal family was Vaishnava family. But they became very much influenced by Narottam Das Thakur. So much so that still now, when they have their dance performance, Rasa Leela and thing, they sing Narottam Das Thakur songs. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai. Shri Shri Pralhad Shingadev Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Narottam Das Thakur is preaching had such tremendous effect. Prior to that, Nityananda Prabhu preached in Bengal. And then Srinivas Acharya was preaching in the western part of Bengal, which was kind of bordering Bihar or maybe part of Bihar. And Shyamananda Prabhu was preaching in Orissa. Kings became his disciples. Same thing with Srinivas Acharya. Birhambir, another king, became affected and started to patronize his preaching. So that was a golden age of expansion of Krishna consciousness movement in those areas. But then we see gradually a decline. The influence of the Sahajiyas became so prevalent. They started to introduce all kinds of nonsensical ideas in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the result is 13 Upasampradayas. Aul, Baul, Lara, Leri, Kartabhaja, Sakhi Bheki, all kinds of Upasampradayas. And by the 19th century, within about 300 years time after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about 400 years time, 350 years time, Mahaprabhu's teachings were lost. But then came Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur started the revival of Krishna consciousness movement. He was a very important government officer. He was a deputy magistrate. Those days, that was about the highest position that one could get in the British Raj, in British government. There used to be some more higher, but anyway, like there used to be IS officers, they were different category. There was many high class, high ranking Indian families, very wealthy families actually, they were sent to England. And that was a examination that used to train up the British to have executive position in India. Training. That way, one thing was very nice about the British government is that they wanted to take care, at least on principle. They didn't send just any riffraff to India to be in the administrative position, high-ranking government position. There was this examination called IAS, ICS. IAS became the present one. ICS, Indian Civil Service. Generally, this examination and training was meant for the British. But many Indian wealthy parents sent their children, and they sat for this examination. Like Aurobindo was one, Subhas Bose was one. There are others, and of course they are in a different category. They used to get, but for an Indian from India, deputy magistrate was the highest position. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in that position. Big government officer. And he became attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. And he took it upon himself. He became affected or impressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, and he wanted to properly establish over this all kind of unethical activities that was going on by those upper sampradayas. So then, but the situation was so critical at that time that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, although he became affected or impressed, attracted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings, but he couldn't find any book. He heard about Chaitanya Charitamrita, but they couldn't find a single Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Bengal, he couldn't find a single Chaitanya Charitamrita. Eventually, he found one in Orissa. And then he started to print Chaitanya Charitamrita with his commentary called the Amrita Prabaha Bhashya. The flow of nectar. The commentary which is a flow of nectar, Amrita Prabaha Bhashya. And so this is how he actually started to revive Krishna consciousness. He presented the pure teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not oppose the Apu Sampradaya so much, but his son Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur took it up. Just he started to smash this Apu Sampradaya. Therefore we sing in his prayer, what do we sing? Apu Siddhanta Dhanta Harine, who destroyed all these Apu Siddhantas. Apu Siddhanta means deviant understanding of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. He destroyed them. He came to destroy them. Rupanuga Viruddha Apu Siddhanta. The Apu Siddhanta, the deviant understanding that was opposed to Sri Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami's conclusion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So this is how Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually started to revive Krishna consciousness. And he was such a brilliant person. Now here, another thing we see, that was also another phase. For Bengal, that was another phase when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was there. We can see, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence created a wave, in a way Bhaktivinoda Thakur's presence also created a wave in Bengal. So many such brilliant personalities came at that time in Bengal. But unfortunately they didn't recognize Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They recognized others, Rabindranath Tagore, another brilliant person, brilliant poet, undoubtedly a brilliant poet. Then many other such great personalities, even among the Muslim poets, Qazi Nazrul Islam, another brilliant poet. Also at that time appeared Ramakrishna Vivekananda. When Krishna sent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sent Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kali sent Ramakrishna Vivekananda to counteract his influence. And apparently Kali wins. Their influence became more prominent. But although Kali wins, but that win is only short-lasting. Eventually, we are seeing, even now, where is Ramakrishna and Vivekananda people actually? I mean, when I was young, Ramakrishna and Vivekananda was a big thing in Bengal. Practically every house was worshipping. Ramakrishna Vivekananda. But now, in 30-40 years, their influence is gone. And what is happening? The movement that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started and which was revived by Bhaktivinoda Thakur at that time started to flourish. In that way, we must see that these three personalities are actually in a row. Bhaktivinoda Thakur started the revival work. Then, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who took the mission of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and established it all over India. But then, Srila Prabhupada came and took it to outside of India to fulfill Mahaprabhu's prediction. Every town and village all over the world. So this is how it is actually a continuity. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. And then, who? then nobody. Then it is not nobody, then it is everybody. And the institution of ISKCON. Bhaktivinoda Thakur revived, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave it a shape in the form of an institution. Then Prabhupada took that institution, formed it in the West, and spread it all over the world. And now, how will Krishna consciousness movement spread? Through the institution of ISKCON. In that respect, we can consider that, well, the general tradition is that one after another personality, one after another personality. But here we can see what Srila Prabhupada created. Can one man be the head of that institution? It's impossible. Nobody will accept him. I mean, I am functioning in the GBC, right? And I can tell you, the GBC will never accept him, one person as the leader. They elect the chairman, that's fine. One year we become the chair. But one person becoming the permanent head, you know, even if the GBC accepts, the rest of the movement will be difficult to establish. That's one aspect of it. The other aspect is, such an institution Prabhupada created, and one person becomes the leader, and if that leader falls down, then what will happen? The whole structure will collapse. So Prabhupada could foresee that. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur could foresee that. Therefore, he put the emphasis on the institution, not on the personality of the head. Actually, if the institution remained intact, then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would have been the founder acharya, the head of the institution for all time. But unfortunately, the institution that he created, that fell apart. How did it fall apart? First, there was a conflict. Who will become the leader? Who will become the head? Because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't appoint anybody. He simply said, collectively you manage. Now, one group considered how a spiritual organization can be run by a group of managers. A spiritual institution needs a spiritual head. So that was one group. And the other group claimed that one person claimed, I am the chosen one. So I will be the leader. So this is how initially, right at the beginning, soon after his disappearance, there was this split. And the group that established a spiritual leader, he was a brilliant person, but unfortunately he fell down. And when he fell down, you can well imagine the structure collapsed. And anyway, so there was a mistake. They couldn't understand Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's instruction. Therefore, they made a mistake, and the result was the institution collapsed. But Prabhupada understood the importance of collective endeavor through an institution. Therefore, when he went to America, one of the first things that he did when some followers are there, establish an institution. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And he gave the importance of collective management, GBC. He didn't put, at that time, he didn't put himself as the head, because he wanted the GPC to be established properly. So he made himself a member of the GPC. He is one of the members, with single vote. No veto power. The Prabhupada actually had veto. Prabhupada had the power to do anything. But on principle, Prabhupada was just giving the importance to the GPC. They would meet, and of course they would come and tell him what they decided. But Prabhupada wanted the GPC to become established, because he saw that in order to continue the mission, we need an institution, and to hold the institution together, we need a collective form of management. But the institution, a spiritual institution, also needs another factor, that is the permanent head. And kind of indirectly Prabhupada made us to recognize that. He didn't tell us very emphatically, "I will remain the head of the institution for all time." Prabhupada just established his identity as the founder acharya. Founder acharya. And everybody understood the importance of the founder acharya. So these are the two factors that are holding the institution together. The founder acharya, Srila Prabhupada, the permanent head of ISKCON for all time, and the collective concept of management. This management team will change with time. With the passing of time, new members will come, but the head of the institution, Srila Prabhupada. So that is the thing, that is the genius of Srila Prabhupada, that he organized it. And actually, Prabhupada's genius is that he understood his Guru Maharaj's mission. That is his credit. He recognized what his Guru Maharaj wanted, and he implemented that. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai, Gaur Nithai ki jai, Prahlad Narsingha Dev ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is how Srila Prabhupada secured it for all time. Sometime in the past, not too long ago, in Bhaktivedanta Manor, I was speaking about Prabhupada's position as the founder acharya. Oftentimes I give lectures on that. I even give 3-4 seminars on Prabhupada's position as founder acharya, because I recognize the importance of that position. Anyway, so this time it was not a seminar, I was speaking on Srila Prabhupada's position as the founder acharya. And naturally, after the class, many questions are coming up. And one devotee asked a question: what if there is a self-effulgent acharya? If a self-effulgent acharya comes, then what will happen? Now you see, behind that question there is a connotation or some insinuation that a self-effulgent acharya will come and he will become the head of ISKCON. Something to that effect. And that misconception had been going on for quite some time actually. Even in the recent past. A self-effulgent acharya will come. Meaning that self-effulgent acharya will become like Srila Prabhupada. But my answer to that was that yes, many self-effulgent acharyas will come. But they all function under the authority of Srila Prabhupada. They will not eclipse Srila Prabhupada's position, but they'll function under Srila Prabhupada and enhance Srila Prabhupada's position. And I give the example in Christianity. There are many such luminaries in Christianity. Saint Francis of Assisi, Saint Aquinas, and there are so many, but they all are functioning under Jesus Christ, who is the founder Acharya of Christianity. That is the meaning of founder Acharya. Other luminaries will come, self-effulgent personalities will come, but they will function under the authority of Srila Prabhupada, falling, sitting at the feet of Srila Prabhupada. That's actually the meaning of the word Prabhupada. Prabhupada, the word Prabhupada means at whose feet many other spiritual leaders will come, but they will function from sitting at his feet. They will remain at his feet. It is at his feet that everyone will sit and function. So this is the history of our Gauriya Vaishnava Parampara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Goswamis, Srinivas Narottam, Shyamananda, such brilliant personalities, but then gradually his teaching got lost. But then came Bhakti Vinod Thakur to revive that movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Then came Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then came Srila Prabhupada. So this is the divine arrangement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that these personalities came. They are not ordinary individuals. They all are extremely exalted spiritual personalities. They come only once in a blue moon. And then we can see like how Srila Prabhupada secured the movement. In one hand there is the institution, and at the same time his books. There is no way to deviate now. No upper siddhanta or deviant philosophy can come and survive. These books are going to. And in ISKCON we are seeing, we are developing the culture. What you are saying, is it in conformity with Srila Prabhupada's teachings from his books? No? Reject. That's so simple. Like the litmus test is Prabhupada's books. If it doesn't fall in this, reject it. Spurious. Nakli mal. Because asli mal hai, yahan, Srila Prabhupada's books. So that's why you can see how wonderfully Srila Prabhupada has secured Krishna consciousness movement. And our attitude is very broad and generous. Our attitude is very generous and broad. Anybody can come. ISKCON is open to anybody. Provided one accepts Srila Prabhupada as the founder Acharya and the GBC is the ultimate managing authority. Anybody from, doesn't matter from which guru's disciple, which sampradaya, everybody is welcome. Because we want to include the whole world. During Prabhupada's time it was happening, oh you're Christian, fine, come. Join us. You're Muslim, you're Jewish, you're Sikh, you're Jain. Everybody has a room. Krishna consciousness. Actually in those days there were very few Hindus. Mostly were non-Hindus in ISKCON. So that shows what ISKCON is actually meant for. And we can see what a brilliant personality Bhaktivinoda Thakur was. You have read Bhaktivinoda Thakur's poems. Just consider, just Sharanagati. Sharanagati, Rupa Goswami is saying Sharanagati has six limbs. Dvainaya, Atmanivedan, Gopritevaran, Abhasharakhive Krishna Vishashpalan, Bhakti Anukul Matra Karjira Shikar, Bhakti Pratikul Bhav, Barjanamikar. And on this each section Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote poems to clarify the point. So many poetries he wrote, so many books he wrote. His one book, Jaiva Dharma, is the essence of the entire Vedas. And it's a comparative. He is having discussions with Muslims. He is discussions with Mayavadis. He's having discussions with Shaktas. So from every single perspective, he's actually pointing out the supremacy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Or finding similarity. He's pointing out. He's having discussions with the Muslims. He said, in your teachings also, you accept the existence of the soul. Ruh. Ruh. Soul. It is because the soul, the body is alive. Soul is the identity. Now there are souls exist in two sets. Two states. Liberated and conditioned. Ruh Mutsuddhi and Ruh Tarkavi. Liberated soul, conditioned souls. Conditioned souls are here, liberated souls are there. Isn't it Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings? Isn't this the teachings of the Vedas? Actually, Mahaprabhu's teachings is the pure essence of the Vedas. The Vedas have been presented in such a way that everybody can understand it. And nowadays, in the recent past, we also see Srila Prabhupada had discussions with Christian preachers, Christian leaders. He had things with Christian leaders. And Prabhupada pointed out their defects, and they pointed out their actual teachings of Jesus. In a few weeks, I also have a meeting with some Christian Catholic leaders in Vatican. Vatican. And it's interesting. I already had one encounter with quite an important person in Vatican. Later on we found out that he was very important, quite an important person. Last time I went to Vatican, you know Vatican? Vatican is the center of Roman Catholic. I went there with a group of devotees and see like there you have lots of paintings and sculptures and things. So, and there's a headset, and as you go to the thing, paintings, they explain in different languages what they are. And so I was going from painting to painting. Then I saw that one person wearing a black suit and tie talking to the group of devotees. There are some of them are Italian. So I thought probably he is talking to them about trying to preach to them. Why did you become Hare Krishna? I thought they know how to handle that. So I just continued going from painting to painting, sculpture to sculpture. And then at one point I was quite close to them, and they saw that they were looking at me and that person and other our devotees. They're looking at me and they're saying, speaking something. So I thought, okay, maybe now is the time I have to go. So when I just went there, I asked one of my Italian disciples who was there, and what's, is there something I can do to you all? I mean, I was convinced that this person must have been very aggressively trying to brainwash them. And now it is kind of, probably they are saying that he is the culprit who brainwashed them. So when I came, this devotee, his name is Fani Nayak. Fani Nayak told me that he had some questions that we are suggesting to him that he should ask you. I saw it's a, you know, like different situation altogether. It's after all not that negative. I asked, what's the question? So that person didn't speak English, so he was speaking in Italian and Fani Nayak was translating. And so his question was, every day I pray for 2 hours. For years together I am praying for 2 hours. But I don't feel anything. So my answer to that was that in order to feel from your prayers, you have to consider who you are praying to, who he is. Do you have a relationship with him? And so he couldn't quite understand, so I explained further. I asked him, do you have a son? He said, yes, I have a son. I said, do you communicate with him? Do you want to communicate with him? He said, yes, I want to communicate with him, but he doesn't have any time for me. So I told him, then now you consider God the Father, because in Christianity they consider God is the Father. God the Father wants to communicate with you, but you don't have any time to communicate with him. How does he feel? So that is how the discussion started. And he had so many questions. And anyway, at the end, you know what he said? He said, I have been involved with Vatican for last 40 or some years, 45 years, I forgot. I have seen 6 popes and I have seen many cardinals, but I never heard anyone speaking like you. See, the thing is that our message is so meaningful that if we can properly convey it to people, doesn't matter from which background they're coming from, they will accept it. They can't help but accept it. Because who can ever deny the fact that we have to have a relationship with God? Our prayer should be meaningful, that we are praying to Him. And anyway, so I told them, this group of Italian devotees, I had some secretaries and others also with me, about 6-7 devotees were with me. So I told them, the Italian devotees, to continue a relationship with him. So then Fani Nayaka, that Italian disciple of mine, he kind of tried to find out who he was, and he found out that he was the head of the security department. And not only that, some years back there was a attempt on the life of the Pope, and he was the one who actually saved the Pope. A very important person. I'm also looking forward to seeing him, but the arrangement have been made that I will meet with some other person, and there would be, I have a dinner with them, and of course our devotees are cooking, so the prasadam will be taken there, and we'll have a discussion. Let's see. So this is it, you know. I mean, do we have any credit? No. What our previous acharyas have given us, that understanding is so clear and so profound that when you present it, nobody can actually, if they listen carefully, they cannot deny that. Who can deny the existence of soul? Only the stupid scientists deny that. And the gross atheists. Who cares for them? Also, in a similar note, I was talking to somebody, a very big person. That was a long time ago. It was in Hyderabad. There's a big guy. It came out, like somebody was from Hyderabad. Somebody is from film industry in Bombay. And so, in course of discussion, I was telling him that I also was. He was in Hyderabad for many years, shooting there. So I also told him that I also did some shooting, Abhacharan shooting in Hyderabad. And so he asked me whether I shoot in the biggest studio there. It's a city's. Film city, actually, they have in Hyderabad. I went there. I wanted to shoot there. But the owner of that place, I don't want to mention his name, but those who know the name is fine. Big person, very big person. So when I went to him, naturally seeing me like a sadhu, and all, he actually wanted to find out about the rates and facilities. In course of our talk, he just said, "I am an atheist." So I asked him, "What does it mean?" So he said, "I don't believe in God." Then I asked him, "Did you ever try to find out who he is before concluding that you don't believe in him? Even to learn ABCD, you make some endeavor. To learn anything, you make some endeavor. Did you make any endeavor to find out whether he exists, whether he is, and who he is?" So he was silent. But then he started to come up with all kinds of nonsense arguments. And finally I told him, "Look, if a blind man cannot see the sun, does it affect the sun or the people, those who have eyes? If a blind man, indicating that you are a blind man, so what's the use talking to you? If you can't see the sun, I mean, the people with eyes, they don't get bothered. They simply have pity. Oh, here's a blind man." And with that note, I left. That's why I didn't shoot there. So I was telling him, just the memory came back. It was when I was in Mayapur, they just came to see me, and he's a film director from Bombay. Anyway, so the thing is, you see, like, if somebody doesn't want to listen, how can you make him understand? Therefore, the person have to be receptive. And if the person is receptive, then nobody can ever deny the teachings that we have received from our parampara, our disciplic succession. And these are not ordinary personalities. Bhaktivinod Thakur, I was talking about his poetry. Not that he only wrote in Bengali. He wrote in English. And what a beautiful poetry. Sometimes I discussed about that. Alas for those who spend their days in festive mirth and joy. 23 stanzas like that, giving the entire philosophy, starting from the gross materialistic people, those who are trying to enjoy this material nature, whose condition is like a bunch of drunkards. What does a drunkard do? Roll in the gutter. So that is the condition of the living entities. But then they come across a Vaishnava. Then they get the message, the secret of life, the difference between body and the soul. And then finally, he's saying, what is the achievement? O Sharagrahi Vaishnava soul, thou art an angel fair. Lead me on to Vrindavan and spirit's power declare. There rests my soul from matter free. How beautiful. There rests my soul from matter free. Upon my lover's arms, eternal peace and spirit's love are all my chanting charms. What a brilliant poetry. And there have been instances when I explained this to people, and some of them became so impressed, like right there they decided, I must send it to my friends. And he got it. Those days, oftentimes, you know, you can't just, nowadays you can just put it in, what do you call, WhatsApp and send it to everybody. But he did print them and mail them to all his friends. So this is how brilliant Bhaktivinoda Thakur is. And this is how he affects individuals. And not only Bengali, not only English, he wrote in Sanskrit, poetry in Sanskrit. यदि ते हरि पाद सरोज सुधा रसपान परम हृदयम सततम परिहृत गृहम कलिभावमयम भज गोद्रुम कानन कुंज विधु गोद्रुम कानन कुंज विधु. Who is that? The Bidhu, the moon of the Godrum Kanana Kunja, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dhana Jivana Jovana Rajya Sukham Nahi Nittam Anukshana Nasaparam Taja Gramma Katha Sakalam Bifalam Bhaja Godrum Kanana Kunja Vidham. Ramani jana sanga sukhancha sakhe charame bhayadam purushartha haram harinam sudha rasa Mattamatir Majagotra Makana Nakunja.
Oh, thank you.
So, if I sing this song, how many of you will be able to sing it with me?
No!
So all Haribols will sing? Okay, let's see. Krishna Mukunda, happy to see you. How are you doing? Did you see Rishabhananda? I grabbed him and brought him here. Okay, so get the harmonium. Is the harmonium here? Doesn't matter. We can do it without the harmonium. We'll bring the mridanga. Okay. Yadi te hari pad saroj sudham rasapana param hridayam satatam. Yadi te hari pad saroj sudham rasapana param hridayam satatam. Paririta griham kali bhavamaya bhajo dhruma kanana kunja vidham. Bhajo dhruma kanana kunja vidham bhajo Dhana jivana jovana rajya sukha nahi nita manukshana nasa para. Taj gramma katha sakalam bifala bhajago dhruma kanana kunja vidham. Bhajago dhruma kunja vidham. Ramani jana sanga sukham cha sakhi charame bhayadam purushartha. Hari nama sudharasa matta matir bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidham. Bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidham. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Nittai Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Gaur Premanande Hari. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharashati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnabadi Paschatta Deshutarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Hare Krishna.